four.
Yeah.
Four?
Yes.
Okay, review and approve all warrants.
Motion to.
I would make the motion, but I don't know how Terry does it.
Yeah, that's what I was just.
You know what, let me back that up. I'm asking for a motion to approve warrant 2228 and 2240J. And I believe are those both payroll?
No, it's payroll warrants, manual warrants, and then warrants 2228.
We're struggling without you, Terry.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the payroll, the manual warrants, the warrants 2228 and 2240J.
Commissioner Ames, motion, a second?
Second.
Commissioner Mason?
Terry forced my hand.
Any questions for the treasurer or the administrator?
I saw where we gave the town of Leeds the 300K, so did they get their grant from the state of Maine?
Yes, they did.
It's good news.
The newspaper can do a good article on that, where this money is getting out there to do what it was intended for. Just a hint.
And I like it that we can have one of the smaller towns that pay the county bill. That's good. Any other questions or comments? Okay, all in favor of accepting? It's 5-0.
6-0. 6-0.
All ready tonight. Maine County Commissioners Association.
There was no meeting.
There was no meeting. Commissioner Kelly, Workforce Board?
Nothing new. No new.
And so we will turn to the treasurer.
So I don't have a lot today. The budget process has begun. We are reviewing the draft audit. Still waiting for the auditors to complete the compliance part of the, that's the upper compliance audit. The sheriff's office has been nice enough to let us borrow one of their office staff part-time. She has a degree and she's been working out wonderful, so she's been helping us and it's been a huge relief for Hillary. And so we're very much appreciative to them. Software update. A little more detailed update, because I know one or two of you may be wondering. Right now, about 90% of the data has been entered into May. We're currently reconciling January and February, and that's almost done. By next week, we hope to have the first quarter done, which is through March. And then April and May will come after that. As soon as we're current for the reconciliation, we will be working live and giving reports live out of the new software. What I'd like to do for my next financials is to give you samples of the reports to see, not to look at the numbers on them, but look at the formats to see, get your feedback on what you might be wanting. So that's coming in the next financial, which is next meeting. Again, the numbers won't be right. I'll give you the regular numbers, regular report, and then that will just be kind of a FYI, this is what we have for reports available. Okay? And that's it. That's all I have for today.
Questions for the treasurer?
I already asked, but I'll ask for everybody. And no additional ARPA funds yet?
No, we have not received the second round yet. I keep double checking to make sure that the submission you have to do is still done. And it still says submitted, so it's still in there. And I checked before I came up here just for an update. Still nothing. I think they're holding on to it as long as they can.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail, yeah. I have been hearing that there's some municipalities and counties that haven't even got their first round yet, so.
Cool.
You know, yeah.
In Maine?
Well, they delayed in asking for it.
In Maine?
In Maine, yeah.
Well, there is a shortage of envelopes, as we read earlier today.
So, we were one of the first to actually get the money, so I'm not surprised that they're.
Yes.
It's a different source.
What's the plan?
It's all the same.
We're moaning and groaning.
That was all I had.
The whole envelope shortage that was on the news today.
Oh, I guess I missed it. We have envelopes, I don't know.
Well, hang on to them because I need them.
The state may be asking you more.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll say, Anne's going county on them, but.
Great.
They can just wipe that.
Yeah, that was a strange story. Okay, questions for the treasurer? We're pretty casual tonight, but that's okay.
That was all I had.
What are we talking about?
Any other questions for the treasurer?
Questions for Clarice.
No.
Thank you. I feel like there should be some sort of fanfare or something happen here, but are you ready to give your very last administrator's report?
It's going to be very short, very simple.
He's gonna do a backflip out of here.
Is the post-it your last administrator's report? You just pulled a post-it over, is that it?
Yeah.
All right, get it.
Fair enough.
As Clarice said, we've got the draft on it. I've been reviewing it and asking her questions. She said there's the same questions I asked her last year. But anyway, the 55 Lisbon Street, as you know, was purchased by the state, and I did ask the administrator of the courts as to what's going on. Has he heard anything? And the response was, work is underway to evaluate 55 Lisbon Street. Many more conversations, decisions, and legislative action are required before we arrive at the point you mentioned. And the point I mentioned was, do we need to make any plans for the district attorney? And I'll keep you posted if it looks like trajectory of our actions may impact the VA. So.
So as a branch.
Oh, that wasn't the answer we were hoping for, huh?
Well, I'm. What I had understood was that they were looking to do something on the third floor, which is right next to, of course, the district court over there. So I'm guessing that our district attorney's office, they probably won't impact that because, you know, being handy to the court is good for everybody. So.
I'm trying to think, do we have 3 years left on that lease? Was that a 10-year lease?
It's either three or four.
Will the new owners, I wonder if it was written in the contract to honor that lease?
I don't know, but they're, you know, we just need to wait and hear from them as to what they're going to do. So that's the story there.
Do we know why the state bought it?
I don't know totally. I did hear that they were looking to expand some court space on one of the floors. That's all I know. But I shouldn't say that because I don't know that for, that's just what I heard through the grapevine. Just a reminder to you, the Budget Committee caucus is that you need to hold on June 22nd. And Clarice will, at the next meeting, will give you the full details. I did. At the last meeting, you have some had some things in your packet about that. That's happening. I will say that today they had a very nice gathering for me today at lunch. I figured they would wait until after I left to throw the party. it was very nice. And I just am very blessed to have been able to spend time in Enniscorthy County.
We're gonna miss you.
Well, thank you for your service.
You're going to be missed more than one.
when the administrator came, I felt like this board was in a wrong position in so many areas. We were in a wrong position with law enforcement and the union that represented them, as far as, you know, what was it, 4 years old with no contract. We were certainly in a wrong position with the budget committee. The week before he came, the commissioners had walked out of a budget committee meeting. We were in a really bad position with our towns. They were getting ready to bring a lawsuit against us. And I think Larry has done a lot to right all of those relationships. And you certainly are not leaving the county the same way you found it. So thank you. Okay, comments from the public, and that would just be you, Mr. Sherlock, and I know you're not usually here to make a comment. You might think them, but you don't say them, so. All right, ARPA discussion. Anyone have anything they want to discuss?
No, we don't have anybody.
What's that?
Well, I think we're also waiting for various information, which I realize those organizations probably haven't gotten back to you.
Some of them have. I'm still gathering.
Yes. So I think we just table it.
And I'm going to make a final, pounding the desk for some things that really need to happen. One of the things that I have said over and over, and I will say again, we need to first look at county needs so that we're not out there 3 years from now asking for a bunch of money from the towns through taxes that we could have used some of the ARPA money for. There are some things that you need to be doing sooner rather than later. Some of the facility maintenance projects, they really need to be working on and getting started, particularly the cybersecurity stuff. We've had some serious issues with IT, hardware and so on the last couple of 3 months that we really need to be working on and getting done. This is an update of the HVAC system that we just got this past week. And so that's still being worked on. I will say that again, and I have been a proponent of, and you haven't been all that enthused about, and that is every time that I read about the anything happening, you know, with the Sheriff's Department moving, it talks about the space that they're moving from is dingy and moldy and this and that and so on and so forth and whatnot, and there needs to be some renovation down there, regardless, even if they do move out or after they've moved out, and we do need to do some, you know, some renovation such that it's at least brought up to some standards, because we still there's storage spaces down there. Some of the stuff really needs to have should be climate control, but isn't. There's a whole bunch of issues that need to be corrected in that basement, and so I would encourage you to do that. The other thing that you need to look at seriously, and that's this whole square here, where we are potentially able to purchase, and so I would encourage you to strongly look at that, and that would, and then that's a, you know, some of that's long term, but if we don't do it when it comes up to short term and we haven't done what we should have done for long term, then, you know, you're in a world of hurt. So I would just encourage you to look seriously at doing some of those things that are on the list to take care of on out of the ARPA money, as opposed to waiting until you're forced to do it, or in some sense can't do it because they've already made other arrangements. So anyway, that's my spiel on that.
Okay.
Question on the cybersecurity. Haven't seen any more emails. Did he finally get all the path work done?
On the what now?
The cybersecurity. He was sending all the emails about people leaving their computers on to get all the pathing done. Did he get that all done?
I think they got there so that it's at least working now, but there does need to be some more upgrades done on that, yes.
Okay, any other discussion about, after, I know we had a lengthy workshop on ARPA. I don't know if anybody had other thoughts after that.
Yes. So Clarice, we had like two maybes and two holes on these questions about more information on the recipients of the ARPA. Mm-hmm. So you're waiting till everything comes together before you present it?
Well, I know you've just said several times that you're not making decisions until the money comes in. So instead of bombarding you with little bits of information, I'm just kind of putting it all together at once. Unless you would prefer little bits of information.
To that, my only comment on that would be if we can receive the information in a timely fashion before the meeting, not just 3 days, because it's some heavy stuff to look at, and perhaps if we do have other lives, and sometimes when we get it on Friday and show it through on Wednesday, it doesn't always work for a good review.
Or you read through it all.
Yeah, especially when you get a packet, you know, the day of the meeting, and I have to flip through and see what's changed and stuff like that. And I know sometimes it's hard to get last minute stuff in. Yeah. But
there's still a couple I'm waiting on.
Okay, all right.
But I think for all of us, I think it'd be easier to have a little more time. There's a lot to digest, I guess, is what you're saying, along with the stuff that Mr. Post brought up today.
Very good. We're on discussion items. Anything that you have that you'd like to discuss this evening? Okay, future agenda items. Can I get back up to discussion items? I want to discuss going forward here with the Zoom and live participation and what the board wants to do about that. Until we work that out, do we want to go back to the way we've done it in the past, where we will have the meetings filmed and then put them up online? We really didn't start the live participation until I think we were maybe 4 or 5 months into COVID. If we have a commissioner that would like to, and I think next meeting John may want to join by Zoom. We could just do it on our own devices, or if Mr. Sherlock needs to join by Zoom. But it's really whatever the commissioners want to do, or do you want to start actively looking for someone to take the place?
Do we have anyone?
For what?
On live right now.
Just our architect.
Numbers seem to
be all I was wondering.
Every meeting we one person, maybe
Rebecca.
Yeah, my wife logs on so that my daughter can say hello to me before she goes to bed.
Sometimes John.
Hi, Daddy.
it was something about the town agreeing to. I guess I don't know all the history. So what were we doing exactly?
Before, we would record the meetings and they'd be uploaded onto the county website and YouTube. After. They weren't live participation with Zoom.
Right.
They'd be recorded and then
from
uploaded.
The town Green that used to come to the meetings.
Okay, but it didn't show up on cable Green or something.
Correct.
Okay, it's not that kind of.
So
okay, I didn't know where he came.
Yeah, we would just upload them to the county website and YouTube.
I don't know why the town would tune in, but I just was asking. Yeah.
So if anybody was interested, they'd have to go on the website.
They'd go to the website and they'd watch the whole meeting.
Or come to the meeting.
Or come to the meeting.
If that's not acceptable to you, we can go outside. There is some. There's a man over that works at EMA who one time when we were not able to get the Zoom up and going, he contacted me afterwards and said that he would, if I was ever in a situation like that, he would be willing to come over. Whether he'd want to come every meeting, I would never speak for him. I guess I want to see where you want to go, if you want to go go forward or backwards or?
I'm perfectly fine with the public meeting requirements that we met for the past 200 years, and I'm perfectly fine with going back to that.
Ditto.
So I think even us going to YouTube and putting them up on, that's a step, that's an extra step for the public. Our meetings are in the paper. They're, people know where they are, and time to get back to normal.
I'm good with that.
So if there's any reason we have to shut the doors again, we'll revisit it at that time?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's rare that we would ever have a discussion with a live participant.
No.
Other than when we were in the, you know, height of COVID, we would have.
Oh, yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah.
So do we need to vote on this, Sally?
Well, we have a policy. And so.
So the next meeting we could
so
vote on.
So the next meeting, yeah, I'll bring, dig that out, or Clarice. Unless, do you have it right at your fingertips there, in your folder, Mr. Post, or? I wasn't real focused on it. It wasn't something I was really that much in favor of.
It primarily says that if one of you is absent because you physically can't be here for a couple of reasons, one, if you're sick, or if you're away and can't make the distance, then you can do it into Zoom. But the other way that you can do it is through phone as well.
Yeah.
Which is a switch from the past, because it used to be you had to be physically in the room to vote. You could attend the meeting, but you couldn't vote. And then the legislature changed in the middle of COVID, and so we changed to reflect that.
So we might not actually have to change the policy then.
Yeah, if it's.
We might just be able to go back to the way we were.
With what he's saying, yeah.
Dig it out.
Yeah, I'll give you a call and we'll find out if that's something we need to set that aside or change it. As far as what it's going to take to put that up on Facebook, I'll just call you.
Facebook or YouTube?
She meant YouTube.
I guess I know.
In the website.
On the county website, I guess is what I want to say.
What are we putting on the, is it just a?
It's the full record, the full video recording.
Oh, she'll still be here to take the video.
She, I could call you by your name.
I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
It's okay, it's Melissa.
Melissa.
So Melissa, correct.
I'll run the camera, but if there's no program to run it, it's not going to be much good. Because I have no interest in learning the program, but I will run the camera.
Yeah, just record.
And that camera does not have a record.
Who used to upload it for us?
I've done all of it.
Before all the COVID stuff, I mean?
Yep. Well, no, before the COVID, it was Town of Green. Town of Green showed up with their camera.
That's what I was getting at. So it was Town of Green before.
They recorded, stored on their server, and then we had a link from our website to their server.
So that's what it was, okay.
They did all of it.
So are you saying that camera is strictly a camera, has no recording capabilities?
Yes, it'll record on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will do that, yes.
How much work is it to throw the recording on the website?
You plug in your camera to the computer and upload to your website?
Is that something that you could easily
do? Well, no, because the camera, what it does, it takes it and puts it into smaller pieces. So records, let's say, 3 minutes, stops, records another 3 minutes, stops. You have to have the Sony software to put all that together and upload it. So it takes me like an hour and a half just using the camera.
Oh.
Because it's not a 10-minute video, it's like an hour, 3-hour video.
Oh, yeah.
So it takes a length of time to put it back together.
Tell them to make the meeting shorter.
Done.
Yep.
No, but wait, well, what's the
alternative? So the challenge is she'll be able to record it, but we're talking staff during working hours having to spend an hour
to upload it.
Staff person being you, unfortunately, at this point. Right? You don't have anybody else that does that. Is that what
just me?
Is that what I understand? Okay.
Well, if somebody else wants to learn how to do it, I can show them.
No, do you have someone within your staff that you can?
I could probably have Chris do it. He's pretty tech savvy. One of my techs.
Well, whatever. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, something to look
into. So do we need? Do we need? Do we need to put?
Camcorder, old fashioned. Yeah.
I'm just being brutally honest.
Go.
I don't even think that we need to do the videos and upload them on YouTube.
Are we required?
It's not a requirement, as far as I know. unless somebody can tell me otherwise. I mean,
to be honest, I didn't realize that we were even uploading them to YouTube. I thought it was solely on the county website.
I could be wrong about YouTube.
County website doesn't have the ability to store video files. So I used YouTube as a source to store. The website will bring you to YouTube.
But people can go to the county website and watch the...
It just brings, it'll redirect you to YouTube.
Find the link that takes you to YouTube.
Find the link, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, I think what Garrett is saying is...
We just record them.
Are we even required to put a video of the meeting or a...
I can tell you the history of why we have the recordings. Years ago, so two of the commissioners were lying, and so one of the commissioners decided to have a camera brought in and start videotaping every single meeting because of those two individuals.
I just want to know about
the state of Maine regulator.
Anybody's lying, I'm going to turn my phone on.
I'm good with removing it then.
Yeah. But then, you know, we need to put audio up.
Do we have to put audio or video up to the best of your knowledge?
No.
You don't have to put up either one?
No.
I mean...
No.
So the only person that is perhaps concerned about all this is Steve will definitely have to come in. It's the reason why
the county does not film or Zoom their meetings.
Most counties.
Okay then. I think
so. It's why we have meeting minutes. So that people can review what was talked about at the meeting. Those are publicly available.
I'm good with moving forward, being done with all of it. Then.
And if it's, you know, Mr. Sherlock were worried about, I can bring my phone or an iPad and make sure he can see
at the same time,
he can't be here.
The audio is recorded.
Yeah, we'll still have that.
Well. Yep.
When it works, yes.
When it works.
Yeah, we can record it for...
But that's for just internal use to
correct.
Do the minutes.
That's for Sandy just to do the minutes.
I mean, yes, it would be subject to FOIA requests, but I mean, we are required to advertise our public meetings in the paper 2 weeks in advance in the Sun Journal, and we are required to have a meeting open to the public outside of any personnel issues we might want to discuss. Those are the requirements under the law.
So I'm going to move forward with neither.
But our meetings, our minutes, are very minimal. They tell us what we discussed, but they don't tell us what we said. And so if you're relying on just the minutes for a record of what happened, it's not gonna be fulfilling.
So you're suggesting that we would have to...
That's a different conversation.
A little more detail.
Or just tape it. Audio, just do an audio and have it on file in case somebody wants to, and then just rotate those tapes. Well, those tapes, the little thingies, whatever they are. That's what I would suggest, because if somebody says, we're subpoenaing the minutes because we want to know exactly what happened, we're in trouble, guys.
Wow.
No. We're not legally required to record that.
No.
We have to keep minutes. Well,
the definition of minutes is what you're getting.
That's a different conversation.
Do you have to keep quotes or just minutes?
In a court
like in the legislature, do you have to keep quotes or just minutes?
No, well, it depends. I mean, in the legislature, we're required to keep a journal, which does make it is word for word to the best of the clerk or the secretary's knowledge. But we're not the legislature. We're not required to keep a journal. So the public meeting requirements are what they are. If we want to go above and beyond because of former commissioners' comments and their lack of truthfulness.
I'm with Garrett on this one.
I just don't. And then the other thing too that I have an issue with when it comes to recordings is like members of the public. They don't know that their words are going to be part of a FOIA-able record when you record them. Members of the public don't know that their words can be retrieved from the county when they come and speak to us. I've always had a little bit of an issue with that. But I'm perfectly fine with the way that the law is written and what we're required to do for the public. Very open to having anybody come here and question us as they will. I think that we're going above and beyond an expense to the county that not need it.
But I just brought that up because the minutes are not a reliable representation of what has happened in a meeting. Okay, that's all I want to say.
The only real thing that you're, as you do minutes, you know, the votes, and that's the only real requirement that you have to put in.
I guess you asked your question about the legislature. I mean, legislative council doesn't, like, legislative council is the governing body of the legislature. They don't keep recordings. They only do minutes. It's very similar to this.
Yeah. There's a difference between minutes and a transcript.
Yeah.
We don't want to.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting discussion.
When you look at the minutes of the last meeting, there was one sentence for each section. Well, a lot more happened. It's just an observation. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, perhaps we can.
The minutes can
ask
be,
Sandy.
Can definitely be another conversation, but I'm open to stop recording and the videos and stuff. And that lets Melissa stay home as well.
Is
on
it Sandy that does the
every other Wednesday?
Sandy, yes.
I guess we would just convey to her our concerns of perhaps making minutes a little more whole if possible. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I want to have her quoting us, per se, but, you know, knowing that there is no recorded, just let her know that we appreciate it. She tries to add a little more to it maybe at times, but she thinks it's appropriate. But I don't want to get into a quoting of individuals.
No, thank you.
Well, yeah, and I mean, in the past, anyone is welcome to, if you want to attach something, write something out, attach something to the minutes.
Yeah.
At least when I've been chair, I've never refused anybody that
the
ability.
Another subject, the three items that Larry mentioned, it would be helpful to me, what about everybody else, it would be helpful to me if you could put your rationale for those three topics for funding on paper and just send it out as an attachment, an email, so that we will have the rationale. It's very important to me.
And what
it would involve. I mean, like the block here, what it would involve. And the renovation of the basement, what it would involve. Cybersecurity, well, that's an ongoing project. That may be the last thing you do if you have time.
Backing up just a little bit, I hear a consensus. Is everybody, is that the last word in it, or do you want it on it, or do you want it on the agenda next week? The next meeting to discuss it, or
the cameras?
Yes.
I'm good with stopping.
I think we're good.
I see what that's saying. We can have a conversation more about the minutes to add to it. That's
yeah,
fine.
That might be worth something.
Yeah. I think, you know, if you know, another situation like the pandemic pops up again and we revisit our
I just don't want to be told you should have, you did this, you shouldn't have. I don't like that kind of stuff. So it's just thinking ahead a little bit and preparing a little bit if we can, because we're switching tactics.
Yes.
June 22nd, caucus for the budget committee. I don't remember that. So what time is that at? What is expected of us, I guess?
Okay.
Yeah,
let's
hold
on.
Because I need
never
to mark my calendar before.
Never participated in that before.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah, our first term here.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
3 years ago, okay, that explains, well, good.
You weren't here.
I wasn't here, so I don't feel so bad. I'm thinking I do not remember, what the process.
We got to stand up, and they pretty much tell us who they want to nominate, and we just stand up and go on record as nominating them.
We'll get, there's a...
Hold on. It's a good show.
It's here somewhere, but anyway, I'll see that you get a copy of what we sent out. Okay. This went out to all of the municipal officers in Anscoggin County, and it, I'll just summarize. It's time to caucus for the purpose of nominating budget committee members. All municipal officers have to meet at the county building, and normally, I think in the past, we've normally met in one of the courtrooms. For the purpose of nominating two residents of your commission district for the county budget committee, it's Wednesday, June 22nd at 6 o'clock. And at least one of the candidates must be a municipal official, which as defined in 30A, section 7.2, and that's a municipal official is either a selectman or counselor or a manager. And then nominations are received from the floor to require a majority vote. And so then essentially what happens is then in the charter it talks about how to nominate. You are responsible for sort of coordinating the vote in your district. So when it comes time for your district, you will stand up and ask for nominations and so on. And so they will then choose two. Has been in the past times when a particular district did not have anybody present to nominate. Okay. And so then what happened was, in that case, I think this was in one of the cities, they had nominated on their own and then brought it to the budget committee, and the budget committee then approves after that process. So,
But are you making sure that we have somebody from each municipality?
Or? No, that's up to each municipality.
That's
or up to each
district. They're grown-ups and they're responsible.
Yes, correct. That's not us.
If they don't, what happens is, and sometimes throughout it's a 3-year term, and sometimes throughout that 3 years, you'll have people drop off, and then there'll be others nominated, and they are then voted on by the budget committee. So.
Oh, okay. So we only vote at the initial ones.
Yeah, whoever shows up you work with, there'll be some that won't come. And we've even gone up to like the week before budget committee, and I went out to my towns and tried to recruit a selectman to come. Someone from
I wasn't here 3 years ago, so I just wanted to know what was happening.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. You're from Auburn also. You represent Auburn also?
No, we're still talking.
Okay,
yeah, I'm Auburn and John Mike K.
Would you fill in for John with his?
Oh wait, now I remember the caucus. I remember now. Okay.
So to go to your group and
we had to
go over to John.
I had one group that didn't. I had one town that didn't.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
not okay. We said the we gave the nominations and then the budget votes.
Okay.
So 6 p.m. on the 22nd.
Yeah. 6 p.m. on the 22nd.
Woo!
That's
weird.
Here.
We'll be here, but not in this room, apparently, in the courtroom because of the size of the crowd.
You'll have signage up?
So 3 years ago, it wasn't a big crowd. It was in this room.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was in this room. It wasn't a big crowd.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
We were missing some people.
Do you have some people that be candidates year after year after year?
We do, but they have termed out.
They're termed out. And you have a lot of term outs.
Let's see.
Didn't like 9 out of a...
I think they've got... Well, it's not termed out. Some of them are, for example, have left the as city council or selectman, and so then they're not eligible. They would be eligible only as a resident, and so that's why they're not running again. Some of them are termed out because of the fact that they're not municipal official there.
At the last budget committee meeting, it seemed like there was going to
well,
be
there was,
two
there
or
was
three
some,
returning.
And
yeah.
Most of it because they were not going to be running for council or selectman again. I think so. They So you're going to get some. They're 3-year terms, and I think budget committee is 4-3-year. You can do 4-3-year terms. Because commissioners, you can do 3-4-year terms. So.
So I think your Mr. Ward probably has finished his.
I
he's not on council.
Alan's not?
So, because he alluded to the fact that he unfortunately is quite a new council in this room.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Any future agenda items? I guess I'd like to suggest at the next meeting, are you interested in having a workshop with Ms. Proctor and sort of just discussing where we go from here? And
a workshop after the meeting or
one
separate?
No, just a workshop after the meeting where we just have a discussion with her about going forward or not necessary?
Nope, that's fine.
I think that's a great idea.
Yep.
That's a splendid idea.
What a great word. Not used enough. Splendid.
Well, it's good for communication.
No, it's good.
Other future agenda items. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
I don't know if I can do that.
I took over your job at the end there.
Thanks, guys. Now no one has to record anymore. Enjoy that. Hey, we got a vote, don't we? To adjourn?
Well, we have a second. It's been a little loosey-goosey.